I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World.
Unburied human corpses are returning to life and feeding on the living.
Stay inside.
Do not try to leave your room.
Everyone who dies will become one of them. If you are bitten, you will just become one of them that much sooner.
Don't worry, just fictional zombies, as far as we know. The man who created the whole genre of zombie horror movies left us yesterday. George Romero was 77. He co-wrote and directed the 1968 classic Night of the Living Dead. There were multiple sequels, of course, and countless disciples across the globe. And when I heard the news of Romero's passing, I knew exactly whom to call.
Well, I'm wearing my mourning clothes for him, and it's a Night of the Living Dead dress, and I have Night of the Living Dead earrings and a zombie charm bracelet for him, and I will be very sad that he is no longer going to be making any more zombie films. And I'm not sure if I'm hoping that he somehow manages to reanimate or that he stays peacefully in his grave.
That's Beth Accomando. She's arts reporter for KPBS in San Diego and host of the Cinema Junkie podcast. Tell us how George Romero portrayed zombies. What was his take?
Well, George Romero kind of set the tone for the modern zombie with Night of the Living Dead. And what he did is he kind of revamped the voodoo zombie that had been in film before, in films like White Zombie and I Walked with the Zombie. And he has them as these kind of lurching, shambling creatures of the night. But essentially, they were these scary things because they looked like us. They could be our relatives, our loved ones, yet they were craving human flesh. They no longer had their own identity. They no longer seemed to have, you know, a soul.
Where else have you seen zombie movies? Where have they caught on?
You can see zombie movies. Right now, you can see zombie movies all over the globe. I mean, there have been films from Korea, Japan, Norway, Germany, everywhere. But immediately after he made Night of the Living Dead, I think probably the first place that it popped up and popped up in a very strong way was in Italy. You have people like Lucio Fulci making Zombie. And there's an interesting kind of messy tie between all these films because when George Romero made Dawn of the Dead in 1978. One of his producers was Dario Argento, who was an Italian filmmaker. And his film was released in Italy as Zombie. It was called Zombie. And then when Lucio Fulci made his first zombie film, it was called Zombie 2 and was called that very specifically to tie, for marketing reasons, to tie into Romero's very successful film. So in Italy, there's this sense that the two films go together.
Were these directors, I mean, George Romero, obviously, but also Dario Argento and Fulci, were they connected? Were they friends or were they competing?
I don't know if they were friends. I know that Argento and Romero worked together. They worked together again in the 90s on a horror film called Two Evil Eyes. So they definitely worked together. And there's an interplay between their films. George Romero took Dario Argento's composers. There's a group called Goblin who did a lot of the scores for Dario Argento's horror films. And he used Goblin to score Dawn of the Dead and to give it a very kind of fresh feel to the horror films that were being done in the United States, because that was an Italian rock band that had these driving scores that were just incredible. And then the score for Dawn of the Dead by Goblin was then remixed in Edgar Wright's Shaun of the Dead. So this whole kind of thread keeps getting carried through these zombie films.
Well, indeed. I mean, some filmmakers like Edgar Wright are really overt about George Romero's influence. You interviewed Edgar Wright and Simon Pegg about their zombie kind of satire-ish Shaun of the Dead in 2004. Let's listen to an excerpt from your interview. It starts with Simon Pegg talking about how he was inspired by Romero.
Our zombies are like his. They're slow and they're allegorical. And, you know, we kind of wanted to keep that spirit that George Romero started off, which is to use them to, you know, as he did with Dawn, with consumerism and Day, which is, I think, you know, vivisection and stuff like that, and use them as a metaphor.
Simon Pegg there speaking about Shaun of the Dead, which came out in 2004. After Romero died this weekend, there were tributes coming in from all over the world. What were some of the ones that stood out for you?
Well, I saw that Guillermo del Toro had posted, I forgot if it was on Facebook, on social media somewhere, but, you know, he basically credits Romero with giving us the modern zombie. He says before that they were voodoo zombies, and he said Romero's the one who kind of told us that they could be saying something, that you could be making films that had some sort of political consciousness, and that that was something fresh and new that he hadn't seen before.
I know, Beth, you've got a special interest in zombie films, generally speaking, but what draws you to Romero's movies particularly?
The zombies in Romero's films are very compelling for me, and my favorite zombie character of all time is Bub from Day of the Dead, and he's really the first what we call self-aware zombie. He's kind of conscious of the fact that he's one of the living dead. And the thing about his films is you see yourself in them, and that's what's scary, and that's also what makes you kind of feel an empathy for them. And it's that terror. I think the most terrifying thing I can imagine is being myself but not being myself. So having, you know, I would be worried that there'd be some core of consciousness inside those zombie creatures that know that they're eating human flesh, that they can't die, that they're doing these horrific things. And it's also that terror of possibly facing a monster that is someone you once loved. And then how do you deal with that threat?
Full honors for George Romero today from Beth Accomando, the arts reporter for KPBS in San Diego and host of the Cinema Junkie podcast. Beth, great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.